This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Good evening, sir.
Hi, how are you?
Excellent.
Do you guys want to introduce yourselves and say where you're from?
Sure.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
I'm Todd from Chud. Steve from Collider.
Drew from HitFix.
Jenna from Joe Blow.
Jeff from Bloody Disgusting.
Joe from FearNet.
I'm Dwayne from JonahHex.blogspot.com.
Kyle from Comic Book Resources.
How are you doing?
Good.
Go to it, guys.
So I guess the first thing to say was I know that part of what I read was that Josh had been in talks to play Jonah, and then he had brought up you before you had even taken the part. I mean, was part of your coming into this movie Josh saying, hey, I'm going to do this. I think it'll be fun to do it together?
Uh-huh. Absolutely, yeah.
So what, I mean, what was it about his take on the story or his enthusiasm that brought you in? Was it just that you're friends, or was there something about the specific character or specific role?
Well, we're friends, but he sent me the script, and I read it, and met at that time, it was going to be Neville Dean and Taylor, and I met with them out when I was out in California once, and seemed an insane thing to do that I thought might make an insane film and might have some success. And then they dropped out or whatever happened. I'm really not privy to that. And he told me he had met Jimmy and he really liked him and his take on it and everything. And then I met Jimmy out in California on another trip and said, yeah, great.
Did you have input into the look of your character at all?
No, not so much. I think it's pretty much based on the comic, so I think it's pretty much along those lines, but I didn't really ask for input either.
Did they send you the comics and things like that when you were deciding?
Yeah, I'd seen it a few times before. Yeah, the Jimmy had done some sort of mock-ups of them that he showed me in Los Angeles, yeah.
The film seems to have a specific blend of the real and the unreal in crafting your performance. Could you talk about some of the decisions that you had to make as far as, you know, how larger than life you wanted it to be and so forth?
Well, I'm not sure that's really a decision for me. I think that's really Jimmy's decision my theory about that is I'm a professional actor, and if he wants it big or cartoony or not, that's really Jimmy's decision. I wouldn't feel even super comfortable engaging in that conversation, really.
Okay. I didn't have a chance to ask him. Could you say what he decided or what he told you about?
Well, I think it's maybe less, maybe less cartoonish in a certain way than perhaps what was written, but it still has some size to it, I'd put it that way.
Yeah. Sort of further along those lines, when you're sort of creating a character like this, are all your cues pretty much in the script? Is it a sort of intense collaborative process with Jimmy, or do you sort of develop the character yourself and then apply the dialogue or whatever?
That really depends on who the director is and what you sense or feel is or is not required from you, really.
Mm-hmm.
And with Jimmy, Jimmy's not a control freak, which obviously some of them are in a rather concerning way. I think Jimmy's quite collaborative, so on this, I'd certainly feel more than welcome to proffer a suggestion or ask a question, which, yes, I probably prefer working that way, but I don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
A lot of people aren't going to be familiar with your character, and Jonah Hex is still it's not a huge comic book. Could you talk a little bit about who you play in the film, actually?
Turnbull is a was a southern plantation owner and very wealthy and very powerful, who he feels Jonah has caused his son to be killed in the war. And so there's a big sort of revenge factor there, and Turnbull also leads a group of kind of marauders, former Confederate soldiers, and eventually hopes to overthrow the government.
I was going to say, the makeup is very striking, the visual design for the character is very striking. How long do you spend each day preparing?
I don't. Christian does. I mean, in the makeup artist, I just sit there. It's probably an hour and a half or so. It's a while.
We noticed that you guys are filming at anamorphic widescreen, and it's very striking to see you just on the monitor right over there and on frame. Could you talk about your love of, say, you know, widescreen, the Sergio Leone films, or just, you know?
I like anamorphic. I've done a few films like that. It makes for some differences because mostly I know frames by the lens. So, and it kind of cuts that in half, so that's a kind of oddity to it. But, and I never watch video, so I'll only see it when it's done, probably. But I'm sure it looks good. I've worked with Mitch twice before, so I know him well, the cinematographer. And I'm sure it'll be good. And Jimmy's quite visual, so.
You talked about how some directors are very controlling, and Jimmy comes from animation, which is, I mean, you ultimately have complete control over what's in the frame.
Sure, yeah.
With him working live action, have you found that he is very open to everybody's input?
He's pretty open, I'd say. I think he responds to things. He seems quite instinctive, so he responds to the way something makes him feel in the frame, and that's good. And if he wants more, he asks for more. And if he wants less, he asks for less. So,
We were talking a little bit about some of the supernatural aspects, and can you talk a little bit about how your character is involved with that? What can you say?
My character's not so much involved with that, maybe a tiny bit. At a point in the story, Hex has kind of apparitions, and I appear very briefly as one of those, and we sort of work that out together. It wasn't really quite what's in the script, and we work that out together. What was in the script, it's in the script now.
The Western genre can be very operatic, and it seems to offer a lot for actors. Were you a fan of the genre, and you know, have you been, you know, kind of hoping to do one?
Well, we've done, in production, we've done two comic novels, Ghost World and Art School. So I'm not really an aficionado of it. I know a tiny bit about it. I liked comics when I was a kid and read them and everything, but for me, work is work. I mean, everything allows for possibilities and failures.
And the film Western genre, you feel the same way about that?
I never really did a Western, I don't think. I was going to do one with Tommy Lee Jones, who'd written a very beautiful script of Cormac McCarthy's book, but then I think somebody else is doing it, which I liked enormously, but I never really did one. Mice and Men was sort of the closest. But I've always liked to watch him and everything.
As the villain, is your performance more restrained or animated? Do you have large outbursts and things like that? Or is it more of a restrained...
I don't know.
performance. I guess just how animated and angry and screaming and yelling. Do you have moments like that, or is it more of a restrained performance?
Well, I don't know. I spent the entire last two nights yelling. So.
Yeah, I saw that.
I don't know how restrained that is.
One thing I've heard you talk about is, you know, obviously it's a different skill set working on film and working in theater. And it seems like in a movie like this that is a comic book movie, and you're working in characters that are big archetypes and fathers and murdered sons and that, I mean, do you bring a little bit of your stage presence or the tool set that you've used in live theater to the film in something like this in a different way than you would another movie?
Yeah, you could. I mean, it's probably... I mean, to make a very blanket statement, it's maybe... more energized in a certain way than what one might do, at least in some films. But what it, I think the probably the thing, the skill set that I would think most important is comic books have certain archetypal notions, and the skill set I would have thought came in most handy was having worked so much on scripts. That you can say, well, we can't really do that because it doesn't fit into this mold.
Yeah.
But we could do it like this or we could do it like that, and that would be absolutely fine. And so we've worked a lot on the text, especially my text. I mean, the text my character has.
Okay, we need to go now, you guys. We have to move out of here because we're going to do a
test.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks for your time.